Box.
Well, if I had my way, he'd be on a lot more often. But for some reason, he's difficult to get. Our people work with his people, and it's just very hard to get him here. But it's been way too long since our last guest has come in. It was February of this year, so imagine how many great books he has stored up to tell us about.
Yes. I just have a small stack.
I know. You just bags and bags there. Matt Tannenbaum joins us this morning to present a fine list of books. Matt, of course, is from The Bookstore in Lenox, Massachusetts, and they're getting ready for just their silly season, their fun season.
Here come the silly people.
That's right, and looking forward to it. So there's really wonderful things. And by the way, if you've never been over to The Bookstore, it's at 11 Housatonic Street in Lenox, Massachusetts. It is a lovely, beautiful bookstore. If you dreamed of going back to a Victorian era and the perfect bookstore, there it is.
I don't wear those dresses, though.
Well, not anymore. You stopped that about 3 years ago. How
Let's
are
start
you?
This all.
No, it's always good to see you. I love having you here. How's everything?
Good, good. My challenge is to find a book that you have not heard about.
Well, you always succeed in that. Normally, you come. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I go to bookstore after bookstore. I scour all of the the trade presses and
I'm stalking you,
the magazines and everything. and you come in with stuff I've never even heard of, and I love it because our listeners love it because you put things on our radar that would not normally be there.
We've been selling these small press books and smaller, out-of-the-ordinary publishers for all the years I've been there. This is my 40th year, Joe.
Wow.
So, and I started, back in New York, back in the city with a small press store that championed small presses from the 20s. So this is the legacy. And the first book I have today is published by McPherson & Company. Do you know McPherson & Company?
I've heard of them.
They're down in Kingston, New York.
Yes.
They had a big bestseller a couple of years ago called Lord of Misrule that won a National Book Award.
That's
for
right.
Jamie Gordon. And,
yes.
And then Bruce McPherson sold the paperback rights to Random House so he could get some money and publish more cool books like this one, Every Father's Daughter, an anthology, 24 women writers remember their fathers.
Wow. So, I mean, the obvious peg to this, of course, is Father's Day.
When I heard about it, I didn't even think about that.
But you could read these, obviously, anytime. Oh, look at the writers. Jane Smiley, Jill McCorkle, Jane Friedman, Jessica Woodruff, Lee Smith, Jane Ann Phillips, just to name a few, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alice Munro.
Alice has the collection finishes with Alice. Don't read the Alice one first.
Okay.
The Alice one, you want to zip right over to Alice Munro because she's just the best. But the other writers are terrific. I haven't read them all. I've read maybe half dozen or so. I read the Ann Hood and the
I love Ann Hood.
What's the first one? I forget now. But these are writers talking about
Jane Smiley.
You. Jane Smiley.
Yes.
Right. I was reading her this morning, waiting for the show to start. And I was reading a couple of them last night before I went to bed. And they're all homage to their dads. And they're lovely pieces. And these are girls. These are daughters. So it's maybe different than sons. And I have two daughters, so I could kind of relate to this book. And it's a wonderful, wonderful anthology. This is the advanced copy, so it's I think it's only hardcover from McPherson, but it's terrific.
So there's an essay in here by Alexandra Styron, who of course her father was William Styron,
right?
And
yeah.
That writer to writer, that is
writer,
fascinating.
Right, right. Bliss Broyard talking about her dad, Anatole Broyard, and what was the one I just read this morning about a piece about. their apartment on Perry Street in Manhattan in Greenwich Village. Perry Street was this mythical place. I used to visit friends on Perry Street back in the late 60s and early 70s. It's great. And so this book brings me back to some of those days, to some of the these women talking about their dads back in the day when they knew them as, or when they're remembering their dads when they were, you know, back in those days. And now, of course, so many of these pieces, the women are saying, now being older than I was, older than my dad was when, yes, I'm writing about him now, and giving that perspective.
One of the reviews here, I think, sums it up nicely. This book will be most enjoyable for adult women who are grappling with, cherishing, searching for, or remembering their fathers. These women's voices will also give fathers, young, old, and in between, insight into how their lives and presence affect their daughters.
That's right.
Beautiful. Excellent. Book. Again, I knew nothing about this until you walked through the door, my friend. Every Father's Daughter, 24 Writers Remember Their Fathers. It is out now from McPherson and Company. Beautifully done. All right.
The next one is of local interest. It is published. It's a private detective novel called Why Stop at Vengeance.
Oh, well,
great.
You
title.
And I have discussed that many times, haven't we, Matt?
So this is Richard Stevenson. This is the maybe 10th or 12th or 13th in a series of gay private eye novels featuring Don Strachey, an Albany PI who handles cases that mostly have to do with gay life. This is the story. This book is the story of a Ugandan refugee who comes to Don seeking revenge because a minister who lives and works in the Albany area also goes to Uganda and is stirring up trouble with giving the Ugandan government money and making them come up with anti-homosexual laws and preaching anti-homosexuality and destroying lives, and actually people are dying. And so this guy comes over and he says to Don, he says, listen, my old boyfriend was murdered. And he died in a fire in a building. I want you to firebomb this guy's church and have him die.
Oh my God.
And Don says, hey, you know, revenge is like, you know, it's not really a cool thing. But as he gets closer, gets more into the case, he kind of says, you know, I'm kind of agreeing with him. This guy is like a really bad guy. But the deal is that, I don't want to give away the ending. But
no, don't do that.
I'm not going to do that. But why stop at vengeance is a good question. And Richard Stevenson is the pen name for a writer who lives in the Berkshires named Dick Lopez. He'll be at the bookstore, I remember to find out, on June the 18th.
June 18th, he will be at the bookstore in Lenox.
It's a Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Why Stop at Vengeance?
And you can find out more about that by going to bookstoreinlenox.com, which I'll give that information out at the end of the segment. It's published by MLR Press. Richard Stevenson. And Why Stop at Vengeance?
Not the most recent of his Don Strachey novels, but two in the past, two before, was a great one called Red, White, Black, and Blue, which was all about the gubernatorial race in New York State 6 years ago or so. That had a terrific surprise ending, and
great stuff.
It's lovely stuff. He writes delightfully. And I do have other events that I want to remember to tell you about before Dick
okay.
Lopez.
I'll remember those.
The next one, that's why I come here.
Yeah, I'll keep you on track.
The next one is a big book, and it's Edna O'Brien's selected stories.
Ooh.
Called The Love Object.
Ooh.
And this just came in the store
that
last week.
That is a beautiful book.
And she's so terrific. Have you heard her? Had her on the show here?
I have not. You know what? That's not true. I have, but it's been a number of years.
She's been writing for what, 40 years or so?
Yes.
She did come in the store once. I don't know if I ever told you that story.
No.
A tall, handsome woman came in the store and asked with a brogue, have you got any Edna O'Brien? And I had one. And I said, here's one. And she turned it over, and there was a picture on the back cover, and she looked at me, and she said, that's me. that was my brush with fame.
That's
anyway,
very
these
nice.
These are selections of stories for over these 40 years or so, and the introduction by Banville says it all. If you can read the last paragraph of the introduction by Banville, there,
John Banville, and he does the introduction to the book.
It's the dedication of the book is to Philip Roth in long friendship. And what's that last paragraph?
Here, as so often elsewhere, Edna O'Brien mourns for the plight of her wounded woman and at the same time celebrates their exuberance, their generosity, and ultimately their indomitable spirit. She is simply one of the finest writers of our time.
Lovely, lovely. I've read three of the stories so far. I just took the book home over the weekend, and I confess that I did not read her stories before. I read her memoir when it came out and talked about it about a year or two ago here on the show, and because she had she's talking about the writer's life, the writers, these people who write these books. You know, writing is easy, right? You know what Red Smith said about writing? It's easy. You just sit down and open a vein. You know, as you know, these people are giving us their all, and you read a story by Edna O'Brien. The first story is very reminiscent of James Joyce's story, The Dead.
Yeah,
completely different story, but you get the connection.
Because my understanding is that you get into these incredible stories, and they're very sweet and very nostalgic, and all of a sudden you get hit right in the gut.
Absolutely, yeah. she takes this the arc of the narrative and comes and she sends it right back to you.
It's this is collected for the first time over five decades of writing, and Harold Bloom calls her a short story master. It's Edna O'Brien, Selected Stories, The Love Object, and a beautiful new edition from Little Brown. Gorgeous. All right.
Here's another one that you might not know about. Artists Unframed. Snapshots of artists. There's Jackson Pollock and his wife Lee on the cover. From the 50s. These are from the Smithsonian collection of art archives. You have architects, you have writers, you have artists, you have painters, sculptors. These are snapshots before they were famous. Kind of reminds me of an old book called Scenes Along the Road, Allen Ginsberg's photographs of, do you remember that book?
Yes, I do.
I happen to just find a copy. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a new edition of it.
And, oh, that's
and,
great.
And all these photographs of people before they were famous. And great captions on these photographs. And I confess, I don't know some of these artists, some of these writers.
Well, these are better than selfies, I will say that. Well, I mean, for example, there's pictures of Yoko Ono, John Lennon, and Andy Warhol together. So that's fascinating. Samuel Wolfe, Gertrude Abercrombie, and unidentified individuals.
There are some.
Picture in here of Ansel Adams, who I would not have picked him out in a lineup. I would not have known because he's a very young
Ansel
Adams.
And the Warhol shots. There are a couple of great Warhols that you wouldn't recognize them
Robert
at all.
Robert Rauschenberg, Jasper Johns. Oh, this is incredible. Great stuff. Artists Unframed, Snapshots from the Smithsonian's Archives of American Art, and it's published by Princeton Architectural Press. That's gorgeous.
So that was one.
All right.
My sales rep turned me on to that one. I didn't know about it. Here's a stack of books, Joe. Do you know these books?
Well, I do know these books, but I've never seen them all together. I give you credit for
the bulk.
Yes, for putting them all together. This is a series
of
five books.
No, there's one duplicate. I took them when the store was dark, so I didn't see which one I was getting.
I see. So there's four books. This is the William Shakespeare
Star Wars
by takeoff.
Ian Dosher, I think that's the way you pronounce his name, who is a big fan of Shakespeare, probably a bigger fan of Star Wars, and so he's rewritten the Star Wars stories in iambic pentameter as per William Shakespeare. And he uses some of the same techniques that Shakespeare used in writers or monologues, soliloquies, choruses, asides, and direct communication. And it's all in ending in what do you call it, two-line endings when the lines rhyme. Anyway, it's Shakespeare. When I first saw them, I threw up my hands in despair and said, "Oh, what are they doing now?" But I kind of like them.
The beautiful illustrations too, I should note. And
read me some of the titles. Read some of the.
Oh, so there's Star Wars: Verily, A New Hope. That would be the first one,
right?
And then The Empire Striketh Back, Star Wars Part the Fifth, and then The Jedi Doth Return, Star Wars Part the Sixth. And then Star Wars Part the First is The Phantom of Menace.
So I'm not sure how they what parteth is it goeth first.
Well, I'm following the movie cycle, so
okay.
we had right 4, 5, and 6, and then Lucas made 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, that's how it works.
And it doesn't seem as if that Ian Dosher has done 5 and 6 yet, or I'm sorry, 2 or 3 yet.
I think not. I think they might be forthcoming.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Right. Yeah.
And you know,
it's a lot of work.
Not the strongest in the Lucas canon, those films. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I'm not the biggest fan, but I certainly have customers who are
giddy.
First we called them silly. Now we're calling them giddy.
I don't know. They're very happy that these books are out.
These are some of my favorite people.
I know. They're great customers. Okay, so it's Shakespeare's Star Wars series by Ian Dosher, which is published by Quirk Press, which is a really cool little publisher.
Yeah,
I think they're out of Philly, and they do some really neat
parodies,
cool stuff.
And satires, right.
All right. So we have about 2.5 minutes for you to tell us what's happening at the bookstore in Lenox.
We have so many events, and I forgot to, I haven't posted them all on the website yet. The next two events are poetry readings, June 11th, David Giannini, a new book called Span of Thread. That's at 7 o'clock on Thursday, June 11th. On Sunday, June 14th, David Curdian, who has been around for longer than I have in the Berkshires. He and I knew each other. I think we used to write to each other back when I was a wholesaler back in D.C. back in the early 70s, and was delighted to find him right here in the Berkshires when I moved here. And his new book is called Root River Return, a memoir in poetry, in verse. David Curdian told me once that he, as a young writer, he asked William Saroyan, a fellow Armenian, for advice. And Saroyan said, well, where are you from? And Curdian said, Racine, Wisconsin. And Saroyan said, oh, well, you've got it made then. Nobody's written about Racine. So this is the way to, you know, own your own life. And Curdian has written poetry and prose. He's also written memoirs, and he's written about the about his Armenian heritage. So David Curdian, Root River Return on June 14th. As I said, Dick Lopez on June 18th. June 19th, Mark Van Honecker, a Pittsfield native, has written a new book called Skyfaring. Mark Van Honecker is a pilot for British Airways and has written an elegy on life in the sky. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't read it yet. The book's not out yet. But we're going to have him on June 19th. It's a Friday. Saturday night, June 20th, The Easy Ride and Papas. Have you heard of them?
No.
Two boys, Will Conklin and Adam Smith, are play old-time Depression-era songs, blues and rags. So that's just in June. We have one more in June. I can't remember which one. And then a full list in July and August. Go to the website. I'll have it all posted there soon. Or come in the store. We have the schedule there. I printed it out. You can come and get a copy right then.
Excellent. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah,
you know,
come and visit us.
Get them to come in, man. I think that's a smart thing to do. It's the bookstore in Lenox, Massachusetts. You can visit them at 11 Housatonic Street in Lenox, Massachusetts. You can also visit them online, bookstoreinlenox.com, bookstoreinlenox.com. And do you put the list up there?
I will put the list up there.
Put his list up there. We have it on our site as well. And if you go to our site, wamc.org/roundtable, and click on it, it'll bring you right to Matt's
Okay.
place as well. There you go.
Thanks, Joe.
Matt, it is always a delight to see you. I look forward to seeing you soon.
I'll see you. I won't see you at the book show.
No.
I have a list of things for you to do.
All right. Give me my orders, my friend.
And we'll see you. We'll see you in Lenox sometime this summer. You always come
That's
over, right.
right. We're over in, I believe, early July, so we'll be over there.
Okay.
Excellent. See you then. We'll be back with more show after this.